It's also noteworthy that to me that there are a number of well-known authors and poets who cite the study of Latin as being very helpful to him.
Mm-hmm.
Even Boland comes to mind as citing that. And I remember somewhere W.H. Auden says that I love hanging around words and mm-hmm. listening to what they're saying to one another. And I see that as an allusion to an understanding of the etymology of English words. Could you comment on that, just the way that knowing a Latin root for an English word or series of words can enhance your ability to understand language and to write?
I would say etymology is another facet of language study that I just love. And this is one reason, too, why you have the argument, why not just read a translation, why look at the original? Mm. Well, the original has words that contain flavors of meaning that just can't carry over when translated. Mm-hmm. There are sometimes subtleties and nuances that you just can't communicate mm-hmm. because English is different than Latin, and English has evolved. Even our words mm-hmm. don't mean the same as what they once upon a time meant.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite examples, and it's one I use in teaching grammar, is the word perfect.
Mm.
It comes from the Latin verb perficio, perficere, perfeci, perfectum. Well, if you even break down that word, that's a compound verb from facio, meaning to do or to make,
mm-hmm.
and the prefix per, which means through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you've studied Latin, you come to notice that any time the prefix per is used, it doesn't just mean through, but it means through and through and through and through and through, very
mm-hmm.
thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of an emphatic use. So perficio means to do something through and through and through and through and through until it is finished,
mm-hmm.
completed. So the verb perficio means to finish or to complete. So initially, the word perfect in English used to mean to complete or finish something. You know, when Scripture tells us that God will perfect His work in you, He doesn't mean He's going to make you perfect.
Flawless
mm-hmm. before you die. He means He's got a plan for you. He's going to finish that work in you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love applying that example. And I apply that also, you know, to the verb tense, the perfect tense, which
mm-hmm.
is a finished action,
mm-hmm.
versus the imperfect tense, which is a not finished action.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the list of etymological, if that's a word,
mm-hmm.
wonders could go on and on. But
mm-hmm.
I think there are just flavors and nuances of meaning that you can get by knowing the Latin
mm-hmm.
for your English as well as for your Latin studies.
Mm-hmm. In that example, if you were studying, say, 18th century English literature, and
mm-hmm.
you came across, you know, it could be or 19th century, it could be a novel by Dickens, and he mentioned something about someone perfecting a work, or
right.
the word, you come across the word perfect, you might be able to understand its meaning directly because of your study of Latin.
Sure.
Which, and I think that's another interesting benefit to for English students studying
mm-hmm.
Latin, is that literature, say, from the 1800s and before are often steeped with Latin allusions,
mm-hmm.
Latin quotations without translation. And the study of art and art history, too, as you mentioned, the coat of arms.
Mm-hmm.
So much art has Latin inscriptions and so forth worked into it in the past.